you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for a payday, it might come in the strangest place, especially if you're holding on to something from the early 2000s. Do you remember the Big Mouth Billy Bass?
You see, before the internet, that was how we were entertained.
Yeah.
These silly electronic devices. I thought the Billy Bass thing was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back, it's like, that was the dumbest thing in the world.
But everybody had one. We had one in our trailer at the river. And yeah, every time we went, you'd press a little red button. He'd sing to you. When this came out, they sold over $100 million worth of these plastic fish that sing.
Popular item.
Everybody was getting one. It was all the gifts and things like that. But if you held on to it rather than put it on your wall, that's where your payday could come. These things are now popping up on eBay. It's still in the original box. $200 for that thing.
I think that's an okay amount of money. For some reason, I thought you were going to say a lot more.
But no, well, there were different, like, more unique ones. I guess there was a lobster. I don't remember that one. But the lobster goes for a much higher price tag for some reason.
I don't remember the lobster. I'm going to blow a whole bunch of money today on useless stuff.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm like, who saw this, like, back in the early 2000s when it came out and was like, okay, I buy it for $30. I'm going to keep it in the box. I'm going to put it in the garage. I'm going to store it for, you know, 25 years, and then I'm going to put it up on eBay. Like, I would never think that way.
Well, I'll tell you this, because there, people think a different way than you and I do. If I get a toy or something like that, I'm ripping it open first thing so I can play with it, get my hands on it. When my brother and I were kids for Christmas one year, we were obsessed with the movie Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby.
And my mom got us these replica Mini-Me dolls. And in the second Austin Powers, they go to the moon and they're in these spacesuits. So it's Mini-Me in his spacesuit. Sure enough, I get mine. I unwrap it. I start playing with mine. My brother doesn't touch his. I don't know if it was like a thing where he wasn't interested or he just thought, I'll keep it in the box. Still to this day, never been open, still in the box, and I kick myself for not thinking the same way he did.
Okay, I'm Googling it right now. I'm on eBay. If this is it, there are multiple on eBay for $200.
That's it?
I mean, $200?
I was thinking closer to the thousands.
It's a Mini-Me doll. I don't think you're going to go that rich.
But Vern Troyer, who played Mini-Me,
that's
no
true.
Longer with us. So I feel like it should have some more value.
Maybe that plays into it a little bit. I know a lot of people collect Barbies, and that was one for me. I could never keep my Barbies in the package. I'm like, no, you bought it for me. I'm going to play with Barbie.
Yeah.
And some of those, yeah, that has a huge price tag with it now.
Do you have anything that you've kept?
I have one. And in fact, now that you say that, I'm going to Google it and I'm going to see on eBay if it's on there. It was actually something of my grandma's that she kept in the box.
Oh, this will be the $1,000 one.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll tell you about that coming up in 6 minutes. But we want to hear from you. What are you hanging on to that's still in the box that you're hoping you can make some money on? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. This is why I don't collect things. In my head, they're worth so much more money than they actually are. When we cleaned out my grandma's house, she had this Bing Crosby, like, robot singing thing. I don't know. It's all in the box and everything. And I was like, ooh, this has to be worth something. I just looked it up. It's worth like $60.
That blows my mind.
It's probably from like the 50s.
I feel like a lot of our items should be going for much more than what. What are you looking at? eBay?
I'm on eBay right now.
You're on the wrong site.
What's a good. I don't know. What's a collector site?
We got to call those Pawn Star guys.
No, they always lowball
they
you.
That is
a bad idea. Vanessa and Hemet, what is it that you're hanging on to, hoping that you're going to have a payday?
The NSYNC dolls where they're like puppets.
Oh, like the actual no strings attached ones?
Yeah, I have them all too.
You have the full set?
Yeah, and they're all in a box. I've never taken them out.
How much do you want for them?
Okay, I'm looking them up on eBay right now. The NSYNC Marinette dolls. for a set of four of them, $45. I thought it would be way more than that.
Who are they missing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're worth more just to hang on to them.
Okay, here's a listing for all five of them. Okay, $70. A little bit of an increase.
Is it each or for the whole set?
For the set. Sorry to disappoint you, Vanessa.
You were scrolling down, and they had a Joey Fatone one all by himself.
For a dollar. I thought that would have been Chris for sure for
Lance,
the dollar.
Lance is going for more than that. All right. Looking at social media on Facebook, Hunter says my Pokemon cards.
Oh.
That made me cringe because I had the fattest collection of Pokemon cards that when I was now out of the Pokemon phase, they went to like Goodwill. Just got rid of all of them. Yeah.
You're one of those people who donated like millions of dollars and didn't know.
Oh, 100%.
And now here you are working at K-Frog.
Happy to be here.
951 says I still have an original Furby in the box.
Those were terrifying, but I feel like that would be a good payday, too.
I would agree. Paying for your vacation one Barbie at a time. Some of these collectibles are just blowing my mind. If you had that Big Mouth Billy Bass doll from back in the early 2000s that used to sing Take Me to the River, those things are on eBay now for like $200.
Should be worth more. Should be worth way more.
But, I mean, if you think about it, you bought it for $30 back in the day, kept it in the package for, I don't know, 25 years, and now it's worth that? Like, that's kind of crazy.
The ones that are blowing my mind are the, what was it, the Barbies? That are, those are the prices I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah. There are some Barbies that are like $10,000 on eBay. Like, who's spending that?
I have no idea, but we have some more text messages coming in. Somebody said, I still have my original collection of Pogs. Do you remember Pogs?
I do.
Those.
I actually found Pogs the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, we were cleaning out my grandma's house. She kept everything. I also found He-Man dolls.
No.
Yeah, they're not in the package. And
oh.
Yeah.
Well.
And now my kids have played with them, so they're missing legs. They're not worth anything anymore. Sherry and Hemet, what is it that you're hanging on to, hoping that you're going to have a payday?
I have from my great-grandparents a decanter of Elvis unopened with the rum or whiskey still in it.
Have you looked it up? Like, what's the value?
Because I only have the one, it's $100. If I would have had all three, I think there were, it would have been $1,000. But I'm happy with what I have.
Are you ever going to sell it, do you think? Or do you think you'll hang on to it?
No, if anything, I'll open it and drink it.
I don't think the alcohol's still going to be good.
You never know.
Mike in Riverside, what is it that you're hanging on to?
So I actually hold on to ticket stubs, and I have like a ticket stub from WrestleMania 2000 when they were back at the Arrowhead Pond. And, you know, ticket stubs are super hard to come around by nowadays since everything's electronic. So I keep ticket stubs from important events such as like Mike Trout's first game at Angel Stadium or, you know, just events that I go to. And now you go on eBay and they're hundreds of dollars. And it's just crazy and insane that people want these.
I would never have even thought of that. Yeah, those aren't even a thing anymore.
So I do the same thing. I kept mine, too, because everything's electronic. But I didn't know that there was a market for them. I didn't know that you could sell them and people would want them. I thought it was just like a memento for us.
No, definitely. So, like, if you happen to go to a game and, you know, a pitcher throws a no-hitter or a perfect game or something of that sort, like, people want those type of collectibles.
What's the most expensive ticket stub you have? Do you know?
I know the WrestleMania one. It probably could go for about $1,000. But, I mean, back in the day, it was like a $30 ticket.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy and very eye-opening. Yeah, things that are going to be outdated 20 years from now, they're going to have a higher value.
Exactly. And they're a lot harder to get your hands on just because of supply and demand.
But see, like, your ticket stubs are cool. Mine are like Angels Pirates on a normal weird Sunday, and like it has zero value. So I think mine are all just trash.
Disney on Ice? Yeah, it's not going for much, Aunt.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.